Well, all of a sudden, we've all found ourselves in a very similar scenario where we are going to have to be taking over as educators in our home for our kids. We're going to be having to do a bit of homeschooling. We don't really know how long it's going to go on for. Thankfully, we've got great support, and one of Australia's largest homeschool providers is responding to this current scenario. Ellen Brown joins us, good morning to you, Ellen, and thank you for your time this morning. Obviously, a rather unusual time, and I would imagine a very busy one for you at the moment.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, we did start the year with 3,500 students already. So as you can imagine, it is quite busy now with everybody in the same boat, but it's something we're used to. We've been working like this for 7 years, so it's nothing new to us.
All right. Now, Complete Education Australia, you've got a very special offer for mums and dads who find themselves in the same scenario that my wife and I find ourselves in.
Yes, look, you can get a free week of schooling on our website at the moment that you can just download and enjoy with the kids. I think the idea is that, you know, you try to make learning fun and practical and hands-on so that instead of it being a punishing time of the day, that actually becomes a really great family time of the day.
All right. So what should we start doing now as far as homeschooling is concerned? I mean, obviously they're rolling into what would be the school holidays, but are there some things we could be doing to get ourselves and the kids ready?
Oh, look, just thinking ahead and planning ahead is a good idea, obviously, because then you've got a bit of a plan of action in mind. Enjoying the holidays is going to be important for everybody, but because a lot of people are stuck inside, we're finding people are wanting to get a head start so that they actually have something positive that they're doing each day that feels kind of like they can tick a box. So, yes, looking ahead and seeing what the school might provide you, and then thinking about whether that's going to fit exactly your child's needs or whether you want to add something or use something else than what you're being provided.
The thing about going to school is there's quite a set structure, and kids, I believe, in my opinion, thrive with a good structure and boundaries. Is it important that we keep some sort of structure at home, have a daily plan of some sort of what's happening?
Absolutely. We always recommend that because we all need to wake up and know what we're going to be doing today. We find that if you plan for something like maths and English each day and one other subject, you can cover the curriculum doing it that way. I mean, it wouldn't be practical to think you're going to sit them at the kitchen table between 9 and 3 because at school they have recess and lunch and library assembly. They're meeting each other between periods if they're in high school. And so, you know, there's a lot of time in the day where they're actually not sitting down learning. So keep that in mind. Don't have unreal expectations.
Now, obviously, one of the big fears for all parents, I think, and we're in the same boat, is our kids falling behind.
Yes, look, we hear that all the time, and it isn't at all the case because here there's a situation where they can actually have one-on-one learning, where they can ask questions without feeling uncomfortable, and where you can provide some catch-up work in any areas that they need that. So often what parents are finding is that when they sit down with their child who they are thinking is at a certain level, they discover, wait a minute, there's some gaps in this learning that we didn't know about. And so it's a great time to be able to equip them so that when they go back to school, they're right on top of it all. It's just a matter of making sure you've got a program that's going to cover all of the curriculum that you're needing, and also that it's something that they can do themselves, that you don't have to be the teacher all the time.
Well, and that is the thing, I think. I mean, a lot of us too, very concerned. I mean, I'm a bit of a buffhead. That's why I ended up on breakfast radio. I mean, do we need to have any sort of experience to be able to get through this time with our kids at home?
No, I really know that parents are well equipped to teach their children in that you've been homeschooling since they were born. It's just the tool that needs to be good, you know, and it needs to be a situation where parents can say, here you go, here's your learning. It's been written by teachers. It's not something that you need to know yourself. And you become the learning support person rather than the person that has to actually try to teach them the material.
All right. Now, obviously, there'll be support from individual schools, but people can also access, as you say, that free week from your organisation, as well as plenty of other great tips and advice. Complete Education Australia, is that pretty much the website?
It is indeed, and we have teachers that support the kids using our programs as well. So that means that they can just, the children themselves can email in and say, what on earth is going on with this lesson? So I think parents can work on their own desk at their own work, and kids can get to work themselves.
You know, I guess the most important thing at the end of all of this is that we actually enjoy it and take the time to appreciate the fact that, you know, this would be so unusual for us to have this amount of time with our kids and so intensively being there with them through their schooling. So as opposed to being fearful of it, I guess we should just be enjoying it.
Absolutely. This is the time where you can say, oh, you're passionate about science, let's get in and do some science experiments together. Or you're passionate about art, let's see what we can find to do in art. So it's a really exciting time to actually extend them where they would never have had the opportunity.
Well, I agree totally. All right. Well, Ellen Brown is from the Complete Education Australia organisation, and go and have a look at their website and download that free week, which is just a fantastic thing that you're doing. And thank you for what you do for our community, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Favourite time of the week, we get to talk all things food. And look, we said last time we spoke, our Friday Foodie segment certainly different to what it was just a matter of weeks ago, with COVID-19 changing the hospitality landscape for the time being. Kristen O'Brien from Dine Darling Downs joins us, and we're hopeful of a comeback in coming months to some of our favourite local foodie places. But in the meantime, we're urging people to help keep the ones that are still open fighting to stay going.
Yes, you know, we sure are. Some of the most popular pubs and restaurants have temporarily closed, Lee, but it's just so heartening to see the ones that are remaining. They're fighting on, they're changing what they're doing, and they're still offering amazing food for us to enjoy.
Exactly right. So now, for now, it's either via drive-through, takeaway or delivery.
Right. And you know, you can still get plenty of your favourites. So I urge you to head to our Facebook page. We have a list of cafes and restaurants that are open at the moment, and that's pinned to the top of our Facebook page. We're updating this all the time, Lee. And I know that Triple M are helping out also. You guys are putting together a list.
Absolutely right. We've got people behind the scenes working on that, and that will be available for people to be able to check out where they can go to support locals.
And you know, supporting local business wherever we can is probably the most important thing we can do now. In fact, after we finish our chat this morning, I'll be heading out to grab my takeaway coffee. And Lee, I understand at the moment, you know, people are so concerned about their job security, their incomes at this time. But look, a few dollars a week spent on that coffee or that sandwich, it could be just the thing that keeps a local business, a foodie business, alive right now.
Exactly right. And in turn, that may end up keeping your business that you work for alive, because those people will have money to spend in your business. So it sort of works in a nice big cycle. And now Dine Darling Downs has a new foodie community group that you want us to have a look at and join on Facebook, because what a great way to take your mind off what's going on in the world right now. But food, and I'm already in there.
You are, Lee. You know, you and I, we're definitely not alone in our love of food, that's for sure. We have so many people in our Toowoomba community. They love cooking up a storm. So we thought we'd start this community foodie page, and it's attached to Dine Darling Downs on Facebook, where people can share what's happening in their own kitchens.
So who can comment and post on this page? Anyone that loves food or just wants to share what they're having for dinner, sort of thing?
Yes, exactly.
I suppose it's another great way, too, to support local businesses, because they can actually say where they've purchased the food that they're currently cooking.
Yeah, it's a great way to give a shout-out to local businesses if you want to. You know, we've had posts from kids creating meals for mum and dad. I've just found this so gorgeous. we've had families, I'm waiting for your kids, they're great little cooks as well, Lee. We've had families sharing pics of what they're cooking up for dinner tonight. It's just awesome. It's just a lovely community feel to this page.
Oh, I love the look of that piece of beef you had there last night, I think, or the night before. It looked absolutely fantastic with the soy and the garlic and all that. And a great place to find a few tips as well. So I see Fitzy's head chef, Brendan Mullins, sharing some great tips on how to make sourdough bread.
He has, and we'll be seeing lots of posts from more of our awesome local chefs twisting their arms to put some recipes on there for us, Lee. It's just community, it's just food, and we're hoping that people will get involved.
So that's it, the perfect way to alleviate the self-isolation boredom. Cook up something in your own kitchen. Post a pic in the Dine Darling Downs community Facebook page, and look, we'll definitely be doing that very, very soon in our kitchen as well. Thank you for what you're doing, Kristen O'Brien. wine from Dine Darling Downs. Check out that Facebook page and, of course, all their other pages, website and Instagram. And we'll talk again very shortly of all things food.
We certainly will, Lee. You have a great weekend.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and I know we're all losing our minds a little during the coronavirus lockdown, and it's only normal to dream of the days when we could come and go as we please. But when a couple in the UK filmed the moment their neighbour left the house, they never expected the video to be watched millions of times around the world. The reason? Their neighbour has been leaving the house dressed as a bush. Their video shows the person in foliage disguise sneaking from bush to bush to blend in with the natural surroundings, and I've got to say, does a pretty good job of it. The figure then rolls across the grass and even returns home with what appears to be a supermarket bag. As they army crawl up the driveway, the bushy figure then plays dead on the path, hoping to be mistaken for some shrubbery. Ah yes, reminds me of my time in the Army Reserve when the sergeant screamed at me, "Faulkner, I didn't see you in camouflage training this morning," to which I replied, "Thank you, sir." And right now, we could all use a little emotional support, and what better way than the unconditional love bestowed on us by animals? Now, emotional support animals are not new, but mostly come in canine form. However, things are changing. Joe Henney is the proud owner of his ESA, Wally, a 5-foot-long, 60-pound alligator. Henney's doctor approved Wally as an emotional support gator as an alternative to medicine for his depression. Patricia, a writer for TarantulaHeaven.com, highly recommends tarantulas as ESAs and has one herself to help with anxiety. Cynthia Zale says her support pigeon helps her deal with depression. And if pigeons, gators and tarantulas weren't far enough out of your wheelhouse, many other quirky companions have also made the headlines, including a peacock, kangaroo, a squirrel, and even a support pig. And yes, I can relate. I'm currently getting a lot of support from a wild turkey and a Bundy bear.
You cannot be serious!